In his new book titled Drive, author Daniel Pink says there's a big gap between what science knows and what business leaders know about how to motivate a workforce. Pink says most businesses operate today on the carrot and stick system of rewards and punishments. Employees are rewarded for good performance and penalized for performing badly. According to Pink, the carrot and stick approach usually works well in situations where workers are performing simple, routine tasks, like checking products on an assembly line or packing boxes. But for jobs that require creativity and deeper, more complex thinking, such as writing or designing, employers need to take a different approach. Pink says it's important to recognize that people are not as motivated by external factors like cash rewards as they are by things that interest them. He calls these intrinsic or internal motivators.
Intrinsic motivator is doing something for the sake of the activity itself. So you play the banjo because you like to play the banjo. Extrinsic motivator is doing something in order to get the reward. So I'm going to work really hard at work this week because whoever has the most sales gets a $100 gift card.
According to Pink, intrinsic motivators can be broken down into three components. The first is autonomy, that is, self-direction. Another one is mastery, that is, our desire to become better at something that matters. And finally, purpose, which is to do what we do in service of something larger than ourselves.
Those are really the pathway to high performance on a whole range of things, especially on the more creative, conceptual, complex things that more and more people in this country, in the United States, in Western Europe, in Canada, in Australia, in Japan, in much of the industrialized world are doing.
According to scientists, says Pink, autonomy is about being in control of one's life, no matter what the circumstances.
The history of humans, of all kinds of societies, Western, Eastern, modern, ancient, is that human beings typically resist control. And so you have people in Iran who are, protesting that government, even though it puts them in harm's way, because they don't want to be controlled. You have, a young man who stands in front of a tank in Tiananmen Square. I mean, that is, I think, our human nature. Our human nature is to direct our own lives and to resist control.
Pink believes that the greatest things that have happened in human civilization have been the result of people being able to do what they wanted to do and how they wanted to do it.
Most great pieces of art, most great pieces of music, many great architectural triumphs, many great technological innovations, the things that last and endure are often the product of, obviously, human ingenuity, but the product of the autonomy that allowed people to be ingenious.
Another element of intrinsic motivation, says Pink, is the goal he calls mastery.
One of the great motivators that we have is the desire to get better at stuff. And it comes out in some really, really interesting ways. There's Harvard Business School research that just came out a month ago that shows that the biggest motivator at work by far is making progress. That the days that people feel most engaged, most motivated, are the days when they've made some progress in their work.
Pink says that's why it's so important that managers recognize and validate progress in their employees' work.
In my view, at least, one of a manager's great roles is to help people see their progress and to recognize progress and to celebrate progress. And making progress is one of those things that's a virtuous circle, so that if you make progress one day, you're more likely to be motivated, which makes it more likely that you'll make progress the next day, which makes you more motivated, which makes you more likely to make progress, and so on and so on.
And beyond progress, says Pink, there's a third element of intrinsic motivation, the universal human desire for a sense of purpose.
We tend to work better when we know what we're doing matters in some way. And not necessarily matters in some super transcendent, eliminate greenhouse gases from the atmosphere way, but, can be simply writing a great story that helps people understand their world a little bit better, or creating a product that makes people live their lives a little easier, or creating something that brings beauty to somebody's life.
Daniel Pink believes that as we learn more about the science of human motivation, society will adapt.
I think that what the science shows here is very much in sync with our instincts, that humans are complex. They're different. We have a mix of drives. We do things for silly, irrational reasons, and we do things because of getting the reward or the punishment, but we also do things for big, transcendent reasons. That's part of what it is to be human. And now you have a body of science that shows what I think we know in our hearts. And I think that's a pretty good combination.
Drive author Daniel Pink says today's business managers, facing the increasingly competitive pressures of a global marketplace, may be more inclined than ever before to question traditional attitudes about what motivates and ultimately fulfills us as humans. And thanks to 40 years of accumulated research in this field, Pink says we finally have some answers. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.